Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
But I can remember when I stand in front of those stones and read their names and see the dates they were born and the dates they died. And I think about all the things that I remember about them. And I can stand over here in Union Cemetery and I can look at the tombstone of my dear Aunt Parley Hall and Adriel Hall. And I'll think about those things and how Adriel led me to the Lord. I can go over to Greenwood and stand in the front of the tombstones of my grandfather and grandmother, Preacher Ed Spencer and Connolly Spencer, and I can think about all the great history that my family has. And I can go over and see my Uncle John's grave over there. I can go over and see my wife's mother's grave over there. I can go and see all these different people. I remember Mr. Ed Buckner over there. I can all these people from church that I've stood over their grave sites and preached the grave sites service. I can go over and remember them. I can go down here to the Presbyterian Cemetery where my sister is lying, or where her body was placed. She's no longer there, but her tombstone's there. I can go and stand in my father's, in front of his tombstone, and remember all the things that my father did for me. And so all these are a memorial to what has happened in the past. And I think those are good things. I don't think we need to get mired down in the past and that's all we can do and we can't get out of the past. But I certainly believe that we need to use these things as a memorial for what has happened in our past. And I think we ought to cherish those memories. And I think that's what Memorial Day represents, is cherishing the memories of those in the past and what they've done. Here we find that these children of Israel have this memorial that God has instituted. This wasn't government instituted. The government didn't come saying, you know, the children of Israel are going to have a memorial over here. It's going to represent what God's done. No, God set up this memorial. And I love those memorials. I love remembering the things of the past. If there's anybody here that loves traditions and loves memories, it's this man standing here. The traditions of my parents, my grandparents, those that went on before, those memorials, they keep the memories of those generations alive. That is why I've always strived here at this church to keep this church as a memorial of what it was built for. Of why those people back in 1942 stood in the front yard and they dedicated this property to the usage of a church on Babley Road. And I've always strived to make it a memorial to those things that God has done, to keep the memory of it. Not to be an entertainment system or a museum, but a house of worship. A place where people can come and hear about God. A place where children can come and learn about Jesus. A place where people can come and hear the preached Word of God, and where the emphasis is upon the Word of God and not upon entertainment. I've always strived to do that. A place where people know that we love the gospel message. A place where standards are upheld. Where we don't bow down to the world and compromise the things of God. You know, churches like ours are disappearing. We're like an old snapshot out of the past. Somebody said that when I walk in your church, it's like I walked in it back in the 60s. Not much changed. Nope, there's not a lot changed. That's for a reason. This church is a memorial for what God has done in this neighborhood. What God is still doing. What God will continue to do will stand as a memorial right here on Babley Road. You know, the morals and values of the people in this country have changed drastically. Over the last 20 years, definitely changed, and let alone the last 42 years. People are no longer searching for churches where they place the emphasis on the Word of God, where they love the Lord Jesus Christ and want to exalt Him. They want to be exalted themselves. And so people look for entertainment centers, places where they can go to have their flesh filled and fed. Instead of looking for the old-time way or the traditional way of worship, they're looking for a newfangled way, a different way, a way that was not like their mother or their father or their grandparents was. We're stuck in granddaddy's religion, they claim. Listen, I still believe in the old-time way. I still believe that church ought to be the way church used to be. Sometimes, in any of our literature and things, even on that kiosk up the front, when a screensaver runs across it, you'll find a picture that I've made of the church. And up above it, I have a church the way it used to be. And I fully believe that. I believe we ought to stand true in those traditions and the memorials that God has placed here. I read an article this past week that said churches are now stopping doing invitations. No longer want an invitation. Some people say, well, that's not a New Testament thing, an invitation. My friend, Jesus gave invitations. Do you know when Jesus would stand there by the Sea of Galilee and preach? You know when he gave an invitation? Do you know when he said, let us pass over, let us cross over to the other side? That was an invitation that Jesus gave after his message. And so don't give me that baloney that invitations aren't biblical. But there's some churches not doing them. They say, well, nobody comes down when the invitation is given. Have you ever thought for a second that maybe they don't understand what it is anymore because they don't ever see anybody going down? Do you know, I can remember when churches, when the man of God would preach a message and hearts would get convicted, and instead of somebody getting mad at the preacher for what he said, they were broken inside. They were convicted of their sins, and they would run to the altar and they would get down their knees and they would pour their heart out right here for, in front of the Lord and repent of their sins. It's what these altars are for. The invitation time is not just for coming down and making a profession of faith, but it's a time when the people of God can come down and pray to the Lord and show Him their sincerity and their desire to be close to Him. Maybe ask Him or petition Him for things or certainly just to praise Him and glorify Him. But that's what the invitations are for. And a lot of churches are doing away with those. A lot of them think that's outdated and unneeded. Many churches have stopped having Sunday night services and even Wednesday night services. No longer available. I know one church in particular, I never dreamed it would happen. They've cut out all their services except Sunday mornings. And they focus on the big event. And so their Sunday mornings are built up into this, it's like a media blast. Like the world would do, like a sporting event was coming to town, or maybe a monster truck event. And it's almost like that. Every service is built up to be some kind of monster truck event type of thing. You know, come to our church, it's exciting, you know, monster truck. And it gives you that thought when you hear it. And so they focus on the big event. Let's get some big speaker in here. Let's get somebody famous to come in and speak. It doesn't matter what they say, as long as they draw a crowd. And so they focus on drawing a crowd on a Sunday morning to fill up their building, to make themselves feel successful. Friends, there's no truth in that. There's no truth in that. That's nothing to make a memorial of. That's something that you might want to forget about. When the children of Israel crossed over that swollen Jordan River, it was a miracle. Man without God could not have achieved this event. And that is the reason for the memorial that the Lord instructed them to build. It was for everybody to keep in mind who made all this possible. It was the Lord God that made all this possible. It wasn't Joshua that made it possible. The memorial was not for Joshua's memory. It didn't have Joshua's name on it. But it was a memorial for what the Lord had done. When we think about the traditions of the church, it's not a memorial for say, my grandfather, Preacher Ed Spencer. I'm not memorializing him. I remember the great things he did, and I'm thankful for the history that I have, but that's not what the church is about, is to remember him. It's to remember what happened while he was here. It's to remember what happened when all these folks were here. These other pastors, I heard somebody recently say, I was there when Dewey Raley was there. And many big things happened during the time Dewey Raley was here. And so it's not a memorial to him. It's a memorial for what God done while that man was here. And, you know, it just goes on and on. And so it's sad to think today how young men, boys and girls, even adults that live in this very community will never, ever know about what this church stands for. What we are here to memorialize. Not our past pastors or teachers or deacons, but a memorial to what God has done. None of them will ever know the history of those people that started and stood in the churchyard and prayed and dedicated this building. Nobody will ever know all the hard work and sweat and labor that went on to make all this possible for a body of believers to come together on Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, and other occasions to worship a risen Savior, to share the gospel message, to preach the Word of God. That's what this church represents. But sadly, people today will not ever know about that. Many of them will never be told. Instead, if they attend a church, they'll attend one of the entertainment churches, one of the places where the rock and roll flesh show goes on. But they'll never know what it's like to attend a church where the emphasis is placed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, where the desire of the members is to worship, exalt, and serve the Lord. And that's what a church is for. Listen, this memorial that the children of Israel did, look at verse 8 of our text, we'll finish. It says, "And the children of Israel did so, as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan. As the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest, which bare the Ark of the Covenant, stood, and they are there unto this day." Friends, I believe they're still there unto this day. I don't believe they've ever went anywhere. "For the priest which bare the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over." Do you sense the excitement that the people had when they hasted across the Jordan, that dry Jordan River? Oh, what a day that must have been. What a celebration that was. There'll be many people tomorrow that will celebrate. They'll get out the grills and they'll fire them up. They'll put on the hamburgers and the hot dogs. Some will go to the lake. They'll jet ski. Some will fish. Some will just jump in the water. There'll be a lot of things happen tomorrow. Some will go to Cade's Cove. Some will go up to the mountains and enjoy the beautiful scenery. But friends, we need to remember, above all, the great sacrifice that was made. Not just by those U.S. military men and women, but the great sacrifice that God made. That Jesus Christ made on the cross of Calvary. Because that, my friends, is the reason for all of this. All of it. I want them to come and get on the instruments. We'll give an invitation this morning. I don't know what you may be dealing with this morning. I know this message wasn't really what many would consider a salvation message. But the Lord can work in all things. His word will not be returned unto Him void. It will go out and accomplish that which He pleases. And so there's a reason for these messages. It's not just something I thought would sound pretty. But it's what God gave us this morning. I want us to contemplate in our heart as they play this song. If you need help, if you need to come to this old-fashioned altar and pour your heart out to God, or just come to Him and say, "God, I want to remember the things that You've done. Things You've done in my life, in my heart." This will be a good time to come. Let's all stand together. I'm going to pray. If you want to come to the altar, you come this morning. Our Heavenly Father, God, we thank You for the message. I pray, Lord, it's been helpful. God, I know Your word will not be returning to You void. God, You know the hearts of men and women are here, those that may be listening otherwise on some other media. God, You know what our needs are. God, may we recognize You in our life. God, You're the reason for all this. God, the things You've done. Lord, just allowing us to get up and breathe another breath of life this morning. Lord, You deserve the glory for it. Lord, may this church, may this body of believers always be a memorial for what You have done, what You are doing, and what You'll continue to do. And God, may You receive the glory for it, God. Not a man, not a woman, but Lord, only You. Help us, Father. If there's one that needs help, would You lead them to the altar today? Let them pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you need help today for any reason, you come to the altar.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.